T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mike Tomlin asked about the running back workload, gave encouraging news on James Conner, thinks he'll practice sooner rather than later this week. Now, he's had some limited practices on Wednesdays, which have, I think, tricked people into thinking that he was closer to returning, and then either Conner would rule himself out or the team would just shut him down and he wouldn't practice. But then again, Adam Schefter last night on Monday Night Football, I guess, said that he thinks that Conner is targeting a return this week. And just to paraphrase Tomlin, when he was talking about Juju and Conner, he sounded like someone who was describing players who were somewhere between probable and questionable, and less like he was talking about players who were between, say, questionable and doubtful, which is surprising to me. Arthur Motes in studio, Chris Muller here too. The Steelers have had 5 100-yard rushing games, team rushing games this year, 3 in a row. So 3 have come without James Conner, and 2 have come with Conner in the lineup. The only 100-yard rushing game Conner has on his own is when they beat the Dolphins on Monday Night Football. So if you have Conner, Snell, Kareth White, and maybe that knocks Jalen Samuels out because he has a groin injury right now for the game against the Bills, if you had to divide up the running back pie for Sunday with these guys, how would you do it?
I guess I have to give Conner the lion's share of the carries if I'm assuming he's healthy enough to be suited up and playing, but I can't separate that from the last time he was healthy enough to suit up and play and immediately re-injured himself. It almost feels
Why do you say by because you can't lose your job to injury?
No,
Chris?
Because I think he does, if he is healthy, has more dynamic potential than Benny Snell, who's been kind of like a straight-ahead plugger type of running back. Like, Benny's trying to get 4 or 5 yards, a large cloud of dust, and there's a value to that because I think it sets up the defense for Kareth White as a change of pace. Mm-hmm. But Connor's still the best back of the three, so long as they're not rushing him back in. We talk to him every Monday, and it is impossible to get a feel other than him right this second, I think, being very cautious about what he says about his injury. It's impossible for me to get a feel how healthy he is. It really is.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's the biggest thing, just the uncertainty of, is he healthy enough to go for the whole game? If he is, then absolutely. He's the, out of all three of those backs, you're talking Benny Snell, you're talking Kareth White, he is the most complete. He is the guy who brings the most from a dynamic standpoint, just big play capability.
Really? Because I would say right now, from a big play end of things, I actually like White the best of those guys.
Yeah, but is he going to stand in there and
No, I mean, he's
pass.
Not going to pass
block. He's a change of pace guy.
I'm saying in terms
he's
of being
Darren
most
Sproles
complete,
for them.
The most complete back on that team is James Conner.
No, I agree. But when you said dynamic, I guess I confused what you meant by that.
Yeah, because I say dynamic, I'm saying he can run the ball, he can catch, he can pass block. You don't have to, when you put him in, it's not tipping your hand.
Yeah, because I'm thinking from a definition standpoint of dynamic, if you're telling me a Steelers running back is going to break a 75-yard run,
yeah,
I would guess Kareth White right now.
Yeah, but I like what Arthur said there about, like, you're not tipping your hand as to what you're doing. If you're putting Kareth White in there, I feel like he's probably getting the ball because they don't maybe trust him in pass protection. If Snell is in there, maybe he's going to catch a pass, but probably you're going to run the ball. With Conner, I do think
it can go either.
It could go.
I don't think
Conner
can get
directions.
To 100%. So I think that hypothetical of thinking.
I want Benny Snell. Okay.
But this is the thing. Technically, no player is going to be at 100% at this stage of the season. What I'm saying is he healthy enough to be a productive, effective player for 4 quarters?
I think he might be in a, you know, best case scenario for the Steelers on Sunday. I think Conner might be healthy enough to contribute, which is different from being a workhorse back that touches it 20 plus times.
So what do you think?
I think the only guy of the three who can be a 20 plus carry back on Sunday is Snell, and that's worked. I mean, they're using him as the lead back of the bunch, even though Samuels is starting games, it looks like Snell is finishing them, and he is getting the bulk of the yards most games. So they've averaged 35 rushing attempts their last three, but the only time Snell's had big games is when they've given him more than 20 touches. So that's what I would do.
Yeah, I mean,
I'd have Snell get 20+, and I would split the other 14 and 15 between Connor and White.
Well, I mean, Mike Tomlin has made sure to say, maybe on multiple occasions, but maybe I've been hearing the same quote so often, that Benny Snell shows feature back tendencies. He gets stronger as the game goes on. Well, if your game plan, especially against a good defensive team, still involves minimal duck taking certain little chances when you think you have the chance to, then you've got to give Snell the ball the most. I mean, I have the most confidence right now in Benny Snell, which is more a commentary on, I'm worried if James Conner's taking hits. Is he getting back up and running off with his shoulder, like, drooping?
Well, because the problem is this. If you bring him back too soon,
he's done for the year.
He's done for the year. But also, when you talk about just a game day roster, you only have 46 guys.
That's a great
point. So when you walk in with the plan of him being available to you, that means somebody's not getting
ahead. And he's not a special teamer.
Correct. So that means somebody is not getting ahead at a critical position that you're
going to think the Steelers have run the ball well enough where they're not dying for Connor. These guys have stepped up.
I don't think he's playing this week. That's still my gut feeling on it.
Same.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.